Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, it's another episode of The Morning After. I am your host for today, Granny Hulkster. And, of course, joining me, as always, is Rat Boy. How you doing, my friend?
Put it this way. I'm doing real good after the exciting weekend that I had. I almost went to jail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what happened was that, let me explain it real quick before we get into our wrestling news and all. What happened was that my sister was here for the last couple of days. And my mom came and picked me up and said, hey, you want to take a ride? I said, sure, why not? We got to take her home. I said, Mom, we need water. Could we stop at Shoprite to get water? Sure, why not, right? We got in the parking lot, right? I got out of the car. I had a phone call, right? Yo, old man.
Okay.
It looks like you're too old to get out of that damn car now. I'm like, huh? I said, where are you? I'm right across the way from you. I looked over with my buddy that I do Columbus with.
Mm-hmm.
I walked up to him, start talking to him, right? This car pulls up. Pulls right in front of my mom's car, you know, in the parking lot. My sister got out of the car, right? My buddy said, yo, that old man checking out your sister, right? I said, no, he's not doing anything, right? What happened was that when he got the shopping carts and all, he was there following my sister, right? He got his shopping cart and all this other stuff. He said something to my sister, right? While my sister was in ShopRite, when I was in there with her, right? She said, you know what he said? He said, he's an effing knockout. I said, he told my sister, you are an effing knockout, right? I went to go find a guy, right? I said, yo, don't talk to my sister like that. He said, why? I said, because you're too old for her. Leave her alone. So what are you going to do about it? You know what I done? I got a couple of goddamn bananas, excuse my language, and threw at them. And they were going to call the cops on me. Right, but I knew somebody that worked there at ShopRite. I told her what happened. My sister told her what happened. She was trying to tell her a different story.
Oh wow!
And
sounds
they said, exciting. "Well, what is that? They caught the cops on a guy. The guy is banned from that shop right now because we had to wait for the cops and all this other stuff." I done the right thing. You know, I was defending my sister. But
okay.
You know, thank God I didn't go to jail. He didn't go to jail. He just got a ticket and he's banned from that shop, right?
Yeah.
So
well, I had a fun weekend.
Go on.
So, I had a fun weekend.
Yeah.
Went to the casino with my husband Saturday and won some money. So I did quite well. So I was pretty happy. Went and played bingo last night, won some more money there. So, you know, it was a good weekend. I'm getting ready for my convention next week, so I'm diligently busy trying to get last minute things taken care of. But you know, this is my last hurrah as Deputy Grand Regent for the Arkansas Moose Association, so my title will be over a week from Sunday on the 23rd of August. So, you know, then the new incoming deputy will take over. So, but just getting last minute things ready, you know, for my trip.
Well, you mentioned bingos. There's no bingos around here yet because I go to bingo too. And we don't got no bingos
I love
open
playing
yet
bingo.
Around here.
Yeah,
and
well, we have one
bingo.
Open in Springdale, so I love bingo. So let's talk some wrestling news, Rat Boy.
And my girlfriend.
My girlfriend
loves bingo. Every time when a certain number comes out, she stands up and shouts, 49. That was her favorite number.
That was her favorite number. Well,
49.
So condolences goes out to one of wrestling's big legends in the business for many, many years. Kamala, the Ugandan warrior, passed away yesterday. Condolences and prayers to his family and many friends and who knew him, and, you know, he was an awesome wrestler. I mean, he was amazing. I always enjoyed watching him. I had the opportunity, my family and I had the opportunity to get to meet him several years ago at an autograph signing here in Arkansas, and very nice person. So our condolences go out to Kamala's family and many friends. And I know, Rat Boy, you and I were talking before we came on air. He was one of the first guests on with Bruce Ward on VOC Nation, was he not?
Yes, he was. Back in the day, one of the very first guests that Bruce ever had on the VOC Nation.
So
I remember that day. I tell you what, Kamala, he knows how to sing and all.
Wow.
Okay. And plus, I just pulled this up. Kamala tested positive of COVID-19 on Wednesday.
Wow.
Okay, that's what he must have died from, COVID-19.
Well, you know, but he had other health issues. I mean, I believe he was a diabetic because did he not, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he eventually had to have both of his legs amputated, did he not, Rat Boy? I mean, because of the diabetes?
Yes. Yep.
So
he talked about that on VOC Nation years ago about it, you know. He talked a lot of stuff on VOC Nation.
That's a sad thing about this whole situation, Rat Boy, is, you know, people that have underlying health issues, you know, I mean, I don't know if he had COVID-19 or he didn't have COVID-19, but, you know, people that are passing away, I mean, if they don't have, if that's not what they died from, you know, I don't know why they're documenting, oh, they passed away from COVID-19. If they did, they did. But if they didn't, I don't think that that's right to document that on a death certificate.
Right. They just put nothing on the death certificate, you know, how he died, you know, on calls.
It
was reported by Kamala's widow that he died of COVID-19.
Okay, well, then, okay, that's fine. You know, I mean, if that's what he truly passed away, and we are very, you know, we are very sorry. It's a very sad situation. Let me bring Stro on. One moment, Stro. Good morning, Stro.
Hello?
How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi,
well, we were just talking about Kamala passing away, Stro. I know you worked with him back in the day, I'm sure.
You know, he was one of the nicest people I ever met in the wrestling business. And to
he
share
was.
The ring with him was a huge honor. And I just, you know what, I wish people really got to know the man behind the persona. Because if more did, I mean, he'd be a national hero, a treasure.
Well,
business.
You know,
I mean,
I was sharing this with Rat Boy before you came on, you know. My family and I got to meet him at a autograph signing right here in Northwest Arkansas several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice person, very, very personable, just very... I mean, you couldn't ask for a nicer man to meet. I mean, he was absolutely amazing. And the stories that he shared, that he told about the business. I mean, I believe, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe this was the same autograph session that we got to meet Lanny Poffo, Randy Macho Man Savage's brother. We got to meet Shark Boy. Cowboy Bob Orton was there at this autograph signing. I mean, there were several... different people that was there at this autograph signing that we got to meet at that particular one, and but very nice man. I mean, just
absolutely,
just a super super guy,
and great to be in the ring with. Oh my God, he was so much fun, and I mean, gave me some great advice, you know, earlier on in the business, and just you know, there's very few people in the business that were equally as nice. I would say, you have Bobby Eaton, you have Ricky Steamboat, then you have Kamala. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And of course, Ivan Koloff, right up there too. I mean, Kamala ranks
some
of the nicest souls in the industry, and he'll be missing.
One thing I always remembered about Kamala. When he would come out, man, he'd start beating his stomach. You know, he would start beating like a drum. I mean, that's one thing I remember about Kamala. He was always beating his stomach like a drum, you know. And he had that big mask that he always wore, you know, they brought out with him that he wore to the ring. And,
it was because of Kamala that people looked up Uganda. Because not many people knew where Uganda was. Until Kamala came along.
That's true.
That's true.
And Kamala, okay, said something about Hulk Hogan on the VOC Nation years ago. He said we had a lot of good matches and drew a lot of fans all over. Working with Hulk Hogan was easy and treated. I love to work with him. He always loved to work with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah,
that's
he's
awesome.
Right up there. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, best of the best at the time.
Yep.
Matter of fact, there's a video footage somewhere where he slams Andre the Giant. Body slams Andre.
Come on,
man. Yeah.
So I see where you survived an earthquake, Stro. I saw you something post about an earthquake.
Oh, it was a hell of a week last week. I survived the hurricane, then had to wait for power to come back on, and I didn't get internet and cable till this weekend, and then slept through an earthquake, which there wasn't much.
Slept
there
through
much
the
happening
earthquake.
Here on BitNet. Yeah.
Well,
but,
I'm glad you and Sparky I'm glad you and Sparky survived it.
Yeah. It was okay. It was all right here, and I mean, even people around the area I knew where it happened. I mean, they were all okay, so I'm just glad. And they had an earthquake
good.
Like that
that's
since
good.
1918, I think, that area.
Well, that's good that everybody survived. So, you know, it's good that everybody survived.
The quote, Overboard, so, the film, the Navy guy told him at the end of the movie, he was like, "This has been a hell of a day at sea, sir." So that's kind of like my
assumption
of last week.
No doubt, no doubt. So what other news do we have, Rat Boy?
The other news is something about AJ Styles. He said he wants to retire later on, but he wants to go to NXT, then retire after that.
Oh wow!
Because okay. He said there's a lot of talent in NXT, a lot of great matches there. He wants to get involved in NXT. I think
yeah.
At the SmackDown, I think he's going to jump to NXT.
He never had a chance to go to NXT.
Right. He never had a chance to go to NXT, and he's thinking about jumping to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I think AJ Styles would be good in NXT because he would draw more fans there to watch. Because there's a lot of wrestlers there that he never wrestled yet, and I know he wants to wrestle all of them before he retires.
Right.
And about Friday, you guys watch SmackDown on Friday?
Sometimes.
It looks like those people with the black hoods and all that other stuff ruining up the whole performance center. They got chainsaws out, they cut the ropes, they spray painted all over the place. It was crazy.
I can't wait till we actually see who they are.
What is that?
Good.
I'm thinking now, okay, because there was a woman talking again, and she's about the same height of AJ Lee.
I never know.
Because they got all hoods on them, and we don't know who they are. I got two guesses. Melina or AJ Lee. I'm saying those two.
Can't wait to find out. They love to tear stuff up. That's all we know right now.
Yeah, I know. But it's crazy.
Well, we're off tonight. Maybe we'll get more answers.
More answers, more. I think the arena is going to be all messed up because of the spray paint. I don't think they really really do anything about that yet. I think you're going to keep it like that.
We can't have that, can we, Granny?
No, we can't. I tell you, it's a good thing Granny wasn't there because I might have had to put somebody in a headlock. I don't know who those people were, but they were very, very rude and obnoxious and not very nice
and
people.
When I was watching it, right, I got my because we were blowing power out here and there. I got my portable TV out, started watching. All of a sudden, you heard somebody say, "Oh, they're going to the ring." There was some female talking. And it was, I said, is this just TV or no? It was on that.
Right.
Yeah, they thought one of those people was a female. You know, I heard it might even been Carmella. So I don't know.
Never know.
You know, because I guess, you know, Carmella's got some bad issues right now with the WWE from what I've been hearing. So I don't know, you know, I guess she didn't like the way things were going for her, you know, at WWE. So who knows? I mean.
Crazy.
I tell you what, SmackDown really put up their game this week.
Talk to you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. And thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us, Drew. You know, you're always welcome, my friend. It's always a blessing to have you on with us. And, you know, hey, I was speaking of which, before you, before we end the show, I wore my Ken Resnick shirt over the weekend, and I actually got a compliment on that shirt. I mean, somebody actually gave me a compliment. I don't know if maybe they recognized who Ken Resnick was. They were like, awesome shirt, and gave me a thumbs up, you know. And I'm like, thank you. And they said, well, where did you get it? And I told them where I got it. So who knows? Maybe they'll be ordering one. Who knows, you know. But speaking of which, fans, let's talk about that. VOC Nation, ProWrestlingTees.com. Lots of designs out there. I mean, go check out get your favorite T-shirt. I mean, lots of great designs to choose from. Go to VOC Nation. Listen to us on your favorite podcast. Go to iTunes and, you know, give us a 5-star, you know, great rating, you know, on which shows you enjoy listening to. And let's see, what do we got going on today, Rat Boy? What shows do we, Wrestling with Problems? That's tonight, isn't it?
Wrestling with Problems at 6. We got WCW.
Okay.
Right to Dr. Sting, whatever, Dr. John, with the show. That's a taping at 9.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight at 11 p.m., right, the restaurant goes off. There's no call-ins for this. TV on the other side of the UFO sightings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of course, tomorrow night,
you know, Kelly Martinez live at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Always a great time with Kelly Martinez in the room. 8 o'clock Eastern time. You know, lots of great shows
and
to listen to.
Brady Hicks' guest is... in the room is, what a day, what a day. You guys, whataday.com. Just go there because you pick up all this restaurant stuff.
Well, awesome, awesome. Rat Boy, we got any other news to talk about?
There was sad news about Jim Cornette. Because Chris Jericho really pulled a number on Jim Cornette. Jim Cornette cannot watch AEW no more because Chris Jericho blocked him.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, that's a big war right there. I don't know why he blocked him for. I thought they were best friends.
I guess that's going to do it today for us. So join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of The Morning After. We want to thank Stro Maestro for calling in and joining us. Hopefully Brady will be back with us tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Stay safe. Be good to each other. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the the Iraqi War.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.